The work is underway on the span with one milestone reached last Wednesday, according to Ian Satter at the Florida Department of Transportation.
Our contractor was able to do their first pour for one of the new bridge decks for the repairs of the Pensacola Bay Bridge. That is a big step for us in that area. So we've got 8 full spans to replace 14 partial spans that we're going to have to work on.
Besides the concrete, multiple teams are on the job doing numerous other parts of the project, such as demolishing spans that need replacing and removing debris from the bottom of the bay.
We also have things going on off-site where we're having piles, piers, beams, trophy pieces. Those are all concrete pieces that are needed for the bridge structure. Those are being done off-site at our precast yard, and then they're driving piles and setting beams for those bridges as well.
Skanska USA remains the prime contractor for the bridge project, and Satter says the firm is active in heading the repairs.
They have brought in 2 other bridge building contractors to assist them with the repairs. With the amount of work needed and the time frame that is needed to get the bridge open, it was imperative that we had multiple crews out there with expertise to be able to get this repair job done as quickly as possible.
Meanwhile, the tolls on the Garson Point Bridge, the primary detour route, remain suspended through Thursday, February 11th. Satter says FDOT has also made some modifications as travelers approach Interstate 10 near Pace and Milton.
We've widened the exit lanes as you're coming off of I-10 to access Avalon Boulevard, so that's getting traffic off of the interstate much more quickly and safely and efficiently. We've also widened about 2,000 feet northbound, southbound Avalon Boulevard, just south of I-10. So we're trying to get that traffic moving as quickly as we can off of the interstate to reduce that commute time.
State Road 87 is also a viable detour, and residents can ride Escambia County Area Transit's temporary bus route between Pensacola and Gulf Breeze free of charge. For now, all signs point to completion of repairs by the end of March.
We're tracking really well on a lot of our different things that we're doing out there, from demolition to repairs, inspections, all the other things that we're doing out there, and the production of the pieces that we need, unless anything would make us stumble as far as a major weather event. But right now, things are tracking very well for us to have that bridge open in March.
And as the bridge reopening is on the horizon, FDOT's Ian Satter asks residents to stay patient for just a bit longer.
The steady work that we're doing out there and with the progress that we're making, we're sharing that with the public so they can see what's happening out there. And then hopefully in a few months here in March, when we get ready to open that bridge up, people can get back on the Pensacola Bay Bridge. While the repairs are going on, you're also having construction work going on for the second structure.
You can keep tabs on the work on the bridge online at fdot.gov/Pensacola Bay. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.